from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. MU officials announced budget cuts for the upcoming fiscal year, and each campus division will be required to trim down their expenditures by up to 12%. KBIA's Noah Taborda has more.
Chancellor Alexander N. Cartwright and Vice Chancellor for Finance Rhonda Gibbler announced a general revenue reallocation of $45 million. These cuts included eliminating more than 185 positions. 30 of those positions were layoffs to staff. Also, fewer than 10 non-tenure track faculty did not have their contracts renewed. Cartwright stressed they made the cuts with maintaining services crucial to students in mind. Gibbler said the budget situation has improved since the winter.
We were looking at scenarios 70 million or more.
Yeah.
And to be at 49, although, as the chancellor said, involves incredibly difficult decisions, it still feels like a better place to be than 70.
University officials say they will make up the remaining $3.5 million gap with one-time funds. Noah Taborda, KBIA News.
The Missouri House Committee that had been investigating former Governor Eric Greitens has dropped an attempt to get records related to a nonprofit group that supported him. A Cole County judge had scheduled a hearing today on whether to still enforce a House subpoena for records from Greitens' campaign and a pro-Greitens group called A New Missouri following his resignation last Friday. But that hearing was canceled after a House attorney notified the judge yesterday that it is withdrawing its request to enforce the subpoena. The House panel sought records related to any coordination between Greitens, his campaign, and the nonprofit, as well as media advertising records from the nonprofit. Governor Mike Parson said he will not reinstate a popular low-income housing tax credit for the next year. The Columbia Missourian reports that although then-Lieutenant Governor Parson was one of only two members of the Missouri Housing Development Council to support the program when the council voted to cut the tax last year, he announced Tuesday that the state will not renew the program. With Parson's inauguration last week, housing developers were hoping for a quick restoration of the program. The Columbia Housing Authority said that failure to resurrect the program will affect developers and will result in fewer affordable housing projects getting done. A recent assessment of MU's mental health and wellness programs found several issues regarding students' access to services. The Columbia Missourian reports the review conducted by an outside consulting firm found that lack of coordination between the campus's three service providers contribute to general confusion and low utilization rate. The report found that physical separation of the Student Health Center, Behavioral Health Center, and Counseling Center, all of which are on different locations on campus, can make accessing care challenging for students. The consulting firm also noted that there is no systematic reporting process between the Counseling and Behavioral Health Centers, which the report says can lead to students receiving significantly different treatment plans from providers at each location. Beyond organization and physical location, the assessment found that the introduction of third-party billing for services, which began last July after MU announced the student health fee would no longer cover all visits, has caused dissatisfaction among students and staff. Zia Kelly, KBIA News.